Before using this technique, write a list of all the things you can think of about yourself that cause a feeling of shame to arise within you. Take a look at the list and carefully consider each thing that you feel shameful about, as to whether it is actually shameful in and of itself, or whether it simply forms part of your natural personality that you have been made to feel ashamed of by others, or that you yourself are judging as being shameful. Often, intuitive, sensitive people have at times been made to feel ashamed of their sensitivity, intuition, or empathy, all of which are valid and valuable skills and not something to be ashamed of. When you have identified the things on the list that are merely aspects of your character or skill set, but that you have been feeling shame around, keep them in mind and find a comfortable place where you will not be disturbed, and lie or sit down and close your eyes. Get comfortable and take a few deep, relaxing breaths to calm your body and mind. Now bring to mind one of the aspects of yourself that you've been experiencing feelings of shame around. And as you do that, allow an image of the child part of yourself to begin to emerge from your subconscious mind into your conscious mind. This is the part of you that has been carrying the feelings of shame. Allow the vulnerable child part of yourself to step forward into your consciousness. And as he or she steps forward, notice the posture and the expression on the face of your inner child. Take a moment to experience and acknowledge any feelings of shame arising within you as you focus on the particular aspect of yourself from your list that you've been feeling ashamed of. Now explore for a moment how feeling shame around this aspect of yourself has been inhibiting your life. Now I'd like you to bring to mind an ideal parental figure. This would be somebody who loves and accepts you just as you are. Somebody who celebrates your good points and also accepts your imperfections and loves you in spite of them. Someone who is encouraging and supportive. If there was nobody like this in your life, use your imagination to visualize what they would be like and create the ideal parent for yourself inside your imagination. Now imagine your ideal parent meeting up with the child part of you in a pleasant outdoor place. This could be anywhere, on a park bench or on a beach somewhere. Anywhere peaceful and comfortable. Now have your ideal parent speak lovingly to your inner child, explaining that he or she has nothing to be ashamed of in being their natural, true self. That being their authentic self is who they were meant to be in the world and is the only way that anyone can truly embrace and use their unique gifts, and in doing so, bring happiness to themselves and to others. Take your time with this and allow the child part to ask any questions he or she has and to express themselves fully. After you have made sure that the ideal parent has adequately listened to and answered all of the child's questions to the point that the child feels satisfied, have the ideal parent remind the child of all of the unique and special things about them, and also have the ideal parent express their love and acceptance of the child, either through words or through giving the child a big hug, or both. When the child feels ready to release the shame they've been carrying around this aspect of themselves, have them imagine the shame as a coloured mist and allow this mist to rise up, out and away from your body so that you release all feelings of shame away into the atmosphere. When all feelings of shame are gone, have the ideal parent gently hug the child part as they merge back within you. Repeat this exercise for all of the aspects of yourself on your list and at any time when you experience shame around who you truly are.